less. Right now, though, we were interrupted yesterday by the unfortunate news that Robbie Ross had been traded.
Yeah, and so, look, I don't really care. I thought he was pretty half-ass when he was here, and you know, had a nice run there in the what seemed to be the second half of
his rookie 2013. Year.
Actually, he had dude, his he rookie had a year was really good years here.
He did. Okay.
Yeah, it was last year when things fell apart.
But it seemed like he had a half a season that he really was over the top good. And then we expected so much out of him last year.
Lefties could not touch him as a rookie.
No. So, anyway, the main thing is he was one of my favorite people to make fun of because of his giant teeth. And I just assumed that he, when he spoke, he had this certain way of comporting himself and that he was really farm-centric and he loved, you know, squirrels.
Hit your head with a shovel.
Yeah. All of that. And I'm going to miss him. And I know one of my biggest...
You should. You ran him out of town.
One of my biggest supporters in the world in this is our own David Mino.
It's one of my favorite drops. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I don't know what to do. It's you can't do him anymore. It's just no, you just can't do it. So, anyway.
Do anything you want.
No, he's gone. It's too difficult. You know, when he would come in and blow a save or whatever, blow a game, then...
Play it when the Red Sox come to town.
Well, that's true. That's true. We have a couple opportunities every year. But David, our buddy, put together this little Robbie Ross tribute as he makes his way to the East Coast. And I'll tell you what we're going to do.
What?
We are going to play it right here live.
On the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to prom this year. I mean, I'm only a junior. We were cleaning shotgun one time, and I blew my grandma's head off. I've had four water chickens. Nobody does it half as good as you. You like beef jerky? Baby, you're the best. We're in major leagues. Seen a real booger?
A real booger.
A real one, yes.
I got a giant Jesus on my forearm.
His tattoo.
You ever husk a corn before? You ever hit your head with a shovel?
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a million miles an hour.
What?
I killed a squirrel in Georgia. You know who I met today? Russell Wilson. Yeah, quarterback. Bad throw. Fired it right wide of first base. You. There's some kind of man. Anvil weighs a whole lot. Anvil. You ever had a squirrel sandwich? Look, I can fly. Nobody I'm gonna take a zip line from the bullpen all the way out to the pitcher's mound. Yeah. Got my fastball back. Nobody does it as good as you. I was on my daddy's tractor like 2.5 years ago. Swear to God, man. We saw this bull weevil down there, and I'm like, man, are we gonna kill that thing? And we went over there and hit that thing, and then my granddad came out, and he's like, don't do that again.
I would just rather hear all of the laughs strung together in one big Robbie Ross laugh.
I want to miss Robbie.
God.
I am going to miss that.
You
going to
miss that impression, Mike?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No,
I'm
not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not because you ran him out of town.
That really played into the Rangers' plans?
He could never succeed here because of you.
He demanded the trade.
Well, good luck.
He probably did.
Good luck up there. I hope somebody...